KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A key piece of evidence in the Baltimore Bridge collapse has been recovered. The National Transportation Safety Board says it has the voyage data recorder from the container ship that hit the bridge. Meanwhile, the search for the bodies of six construction workers who were on the bridge when it gave way continues.
Despite efforts to get workers off Maryland's Key Bridge, heard here on Broadcastify.
Just make sure no one's on the bridge right now.
Before our cargo ship lost steering and hit it.
The whole bridge just fell down. The whole bridge just collapsed.
Eight bridge workers went into the water. Two survived. Six are missing and presumed dead. Guatemala's consulate says two are from their country. Honduras says another is from theirs. And the consulate of Mexico says some are citizens of that country. Meanwhile, President Biden says the government will pick up the cost of rebuilding the bridge. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Russian concert hall massacre. Senator Tom Cotton says our wide-open southern border leaves the U.S. vulnerable to the same breed of terrorists who carried out the horrific attack in the Moscow suburbs.
Once they get in, they can probably obtain access to the tools and the materials they would need to conduct such an attack. It's an echo of the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan 2.5 years ago, but also it's an indictment of Joe Biden's border policies as well.
The Arkansas Republican talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Advancing his independent presidential campaign, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has chosen California attorney and liberal political activist Nicole Shanahan to be his running mate in his bid for the White House. On Wall Street this morning, stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up 306 points, the Nasdaq 49 points higher. This is SRN News. On this Wednesday of Holy Week, some Americans are focusing only on Easter holiday traditions and candy sales, but most Christians around the world are preparing for the observance of Good Friday in just 2 days. Even so, Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, author of the new book, Body of Proof, says some Christians need to be reminded about the documented truth of Jesus' resurrection.
Why did St. Paul have to remind the Corinthians of the gospel? Because it's so easy to forget. And then he gives evidence that Jesus Christ died according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day. And that is essential. How central is the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Well, there are 260 chapters in the New Testament. We have 300 mentions of the resurrection of Jesus. We need to recover a resurrection-centric faith because every Sunday is Easter Sunday for the Christian.
That's Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, his new book, Body of Proof. This is SRN News. A fast food giant joining forces with a leading purveyor of sweet treats.
Customers will be able to buy three kinds of Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's: original glazed, chocolate iced cream filled, and chocolate iced with sprinkles. The donuts will first be available later this year and will be available nationwide by the end of 2026. You can buy the donuts individually or in six packs, and you can buy them all day. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
An impressive NASDAQ debut for Trump Media and Technology Group. Its shares jumped 16% on the first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT. The stock hit a high watermark, $79 a share during the day yesterday, closed at a shade under $58. And based on that share price, Trump Media and Technology Group is worth close to $8 billion. More details at SRNNews.com.